This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Another fake TikTok from Ukraine has been garnered over 5 million views in 12 hours. It features a couple repeating, "Oh my G, oh my G." Then there's a loud explosion, screaming, and he saw, "Oh my leg." Okay? The audio was found. I found this exact audio on another video from the 2020 Beirut explosion. This is all propaganda, friends. Here's another one from Cheyenne. This video does not show the shooting down of a Russian fighter jet in Ukraine. It is from 2011 when the Libyan rebels shot down a government warplane bombing Benghazi. It's an old picture. They're using old images, friends, to promote a new war is what we're highlighting. Here's another one from Cheyenne. This Facebook video doesn't show the destruction of Russian equipment in Ukraine through a drone aircraft gun sight. It's from Syria in 2020. Okay? This version sees the image flips, and it's perhaps an attempt, friends, to prevent verification through a reverse image search tool. Going on, more propaganda coming out of the mainstream media. Okay, so we have in front of us an image of a captured Russian trooper. What we're highlighting, friends, if you just joined us on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, there's lots of fake news coming out of Ukraine, and we are exposing it as it is. It seems to bubble up as things come up. Okay. Okay. Here's the guy, this alleged Russian trooper that's been captured. He was alleged to have been arrested and interrogated. Okay. Just going on here, friends, as we take it line upon line. And what's interesting to note, this would be published by Ukraine Security Service and widely spread by the media, all the same guy. And interestingly enough, friends, he has turned out to be a Ukrainian nationalist. Here, let me rewind that just a little bit so you can see that he is not who they hope that you believe that he is. Okay? He's a nationalist. I'm just going to go ahead and replay that again so you can see it on social media platforms. He has turned out to be a Ukrainian nationalist from the Ukrainian town. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Okay? But he's a nationalist from the Ukraine. He's not a Russian trooper that's been apprehended or captured. Okay? Also showing Rushland bombing in Ukraine, the video. And we're playing this out, friends, to show you what, in fact, is being sold to you. It happened in China, it looks like. It was an explosion in China. They're using film to state that it happened in Ukraine most recently. Again, folks, this is insane, the lies that are coming to the surface by the mainstream media. And the problem that we're having is most people are just rolling over in the face of this propaganda and saying, oh, look what's happening over in the Ukraine. No, folks, as I said from the very get-go, let me say this. Did I not say this was merely a distraction? Did I not tell you that all of these said globalists work for the same powers that are tolerated? Let me say it this way. Yes, folks, let me say it, and I want you to hear it. They are actors. They are clowns in the circus of politics. They are not at war with each other. They are creating chaos to bring about a new order. I did not say that. This is what they have reiterated time and time and time again. I also want to tell you, Americans, this is aimed at you, America. This is aimed at you. And why do I say that? Well, because, friends, I just highlighted over the last week that while you're being distracted over in Afghanistan, guess what's happening to you? The U.S. government under Joe Biden is importing 16,000 Afghanis into your backyard. I want to reiterate this as well, friends. You have 35 jihadi camps on American soil now. I have been telling you that they want you to believe that for some reason or another, they have the support that they do not have.
To set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, guys, I don't know what's going on down there on GCN, but this isn't good, so let's pay attention to what's going on. Thank you. Folks, we're talking about if we're fighting against each other, ironically, we're fighting against the wrong people, and it's absolutely true. And what we need to realize is we're being played like a deck of cards. I just spent the last two segments highlighting the crimes of the mainstream media and how they're using old imaging from past wars to sell you the Ukraine war. I'm showing you video, okay? Picture's worth a thousand words. I've been showing you video after picture after video after picture and crisis actor, all proving the point that much of what is happening is all being instigated to create war. This is happening in the UK, too. It's also happening in Spain. Tim Brown, just by the way, thank you, Tim, for sending this information over to me. But what's interesting, in Spain, the Mockingbird media is faking their reports on Ukraine by, you ready for this one, by using a video game to sell it to the people. They're using video games to sell it to you that there's a war going on. Hey, listen, you have a serious issue when they try to put up treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief. And here you have all these politicians on both sides of the unconstitutional aisle supporting him for the most part. They're trying to garner favor from the American people that he's doing the right thing. But I want to tell you, the information that we're exposing right now in Ukraine is as fake as his presidency. Let me say it again. It's as fake as his presidency. This is all a fraud. Hey, folks, let me say it again. The mainstream media is using, in Spain, the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled media, right, is using video games to sell you the war in Ukraine. Okay? Thank you, Tim. I'm doing a live show here, dude. You know, and I appreciate this. And I don't know exactly what this is. Yeah, it just merely shows a soldier and his magazine falling out of his gun. Sounds like he's a real equipped individual, to say the least. But if you're just joining us, let me show you this again, because I want to show you in 39 seconds what's happening in Ukraine right now. It's all completely choreographed. It's fake news. Keep in mind, friends, the mainstream media, CNN, MSN, they've been caught doing this over and over and over again. They must be held accountable for their crimes. It's fake information. Folks, it's as fake as the plandemic, right? I can show you videos and I can play audios all day long showing you how you have been duped by the mainstream media, okay? One of the things that I was highlighting during the last segment was, well, you're being distracted, which I've said over and over and over again before this information's beginning to pour out onto the airwaves through the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that the U.S. government just last week is found to be importing 16,000 Afghans into your backyard. Wow. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 tells us, and it shall come to pass, that is, the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whitherest thou goest to possess. Go ahead and read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, really quick. The Washington Examiner reported shock. The Department of Homeland Security, which was created after September 11th, another unconstitutional agency. Oh, don't forget the fact that Adolf Hitler, after it was found that he attacked his own Reichstag and then blamed it on his political opposition, whereas how many hundreds of thousands of Germans died fighting his war, fighting off his political opposition, they're all expendable, see, friends, because it's not them. Those that create the wars, they send your kids. As I've said all week, friends, if you want the politicians that create the wars to create a war, then let them fight the war. And you know how you stop that war? You send them to the war. Right? We got another politician today calling for war. Yep. Those that talk much of war have never been in war. The fact of the matter is, if they wanted to stop the war, they would tell the truth. Because we know that what precedes every war is what? The first casualty to that war is always the truth. Wake up. Going back to the Washington Examiner concerning the 16,000 Afghans that are being brought into America, and let me remind you of another thing that the mainstream media is responsible for. Over the last 20 years, they have over and over inundated the world with the fact that those from the Middle East, not me, but the mainstream media and the useful idiots are responsible for labeling all of those Middle Eastern people as terrorists on a global basis. Now they're importing them into America, into your backyard, along with those 35 jihadi camps that I highlighted just a couple minutes ago. Well, guess what? It was reported without warning during this distraction, I add, the Biden administration this month told Loudoun County officials that it plans to roll an influx of 16,000 Afghan refugees through a convention center as a part of its settlement program. Your country is being handed off to a foreign people, friends. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 tells us, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and you disobedient, rebellion Americans shall come down very low. It's a promise. Do you notice that they're being lured into America by mayors and your said representatives by stealing your tax dollars to allure them in through a welfare state, which is completely unconstitutional? Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat. Oh, Bradley, that's far-fetched. Let me get a little more specific as to what's going on here, okay? When you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it tells us, therefore, thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, it will come to this, and in nakedness and in lack of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, your enemies within, until he have destroyed thee. Okay? Well, let's go to the earmarks of who he's talking about under judgment. Verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, right? A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50, speaking of specificity of who our enemies will be, that God will bring into America to judge this nation, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. See, the bad guys, I just want you to understand, friends, the bad guys that think that they're having way, and they have a good idea by bringing all these people over here, they don't realize they're being used to judge their own nation, and at the end of the day, they will be judged more fiercely than the people that are now being judged in this country. That's how stupid and ignorant and blind these people are, okay? Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. The Bible says that he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. Besiege means a slow takeover. Is that what's happening? Y'all do understand, just a year ago, we had over 18 governors that wanted to open the floodgates to those from the Middle East, namely Muslims, into America. You know, it was rather ironic concerning the exact judgment of God, who will not overlook iniquity of any people in any sense of the word. Isn't it interesting that the equivalent to the babies that have been murdered in this country are 62 million? You know what the population of those 18 states are, friends? 62 million. You want to mock God? You want to play the atheist? Keep going on with your bad self, because what you're doing is hastening judgment upon yourself. And if you don't want to believe God in obedience for his blessings, you will find him in his curses. Read Deuteronomy 28, 40 through 50. We'll be right back in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pentagon is looking into new ways to get further security assistance to Ukraine as its government continues to confront a massive Russian invasion in Kiev, and the airspace is contested, making it difficult to get military aid there by plane. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
I'll be very clear here. We are going to provide additional security assistance for Ukraine. We will. How that is going to be done is still being worked out.
In a new poll released by Fox, 63% of registered voters support the decision by President Joe Biden to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. The survey was conducted just before Biden nominated federal appellate judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Associate Justice Stephen Breyer at the end of the current term. While most supported the nomination of a black woman, 57% of respondents said it was inappropriate of the president to have only considered black women. This is USA Radio News. Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said the company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped over 6.1% in January compared with a year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will continue to worsen after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. Robust consumer spending has combined with widespread product and worker shortage to create the highest inflation in over four decades, which is a pretty heavy burden for American households, especially lower-income families faced with elevated costs for food, fuel, and rent. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty. I got to show you something, folks, and I want you to hear this because I'm sure you've probably seen this. And I'm going to let you hear it as well. Not that you're going to understand the Liberty, anything that you're going to. Well, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. Now that I think about it. And but with that said, you know what? I don't know that I'm going to be able to do it. So I'll do my best. But what this video is because we were just talking about how 16,000 Afghans are being imported into the United States of America, and this is what they're distracting you from. You already know that your southern borders are wide open, okay? And the reason they're bringing all these illegals in is because you are what is impeding when it comes to that of a global order. Don't ask me, ask George Soros. Okay? If you don't love America enough to fight for it, then get out. And the fact of the matter is you have a bunch of foreigners coming in that will fight for it illegally, because that's what they're doing. Here's another thing to contemplate, friends, and to ponder. If they come in illegally, what sort of activities do you think that they're going to be a part of once they get here, besides plundering the American people? Because that's what they'll do. Matter of fact, that's what they're doing, and that's exactly what Scripture tells us, Scripture that I just highlighted during the last segment. They will plunder you. You are paying for your own demise, just for the record. But now, the video that I want to show you here is quite telling, to say the least. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to silence something here really quick, and then I'm going to come back to this because, again, I want you to see what the young people are being trained up to do here in America. And it's insane, to say the least. And, well, what am I talking about? Well, you're about ready to see right now. And this is the video of the young people that was highlighted by the Daily Caller. It's Muslim children in the United States. This was 2 years ago. This was brought to the light of the American people concerning these children, these Muslim children in the United States, which are being taught to sing about decapitating their enemies. Guess who their enemies are, friends? You are. What I'm about ready to show you is Muslim children in the United States that were taught to sing about decapitating their enemies in America. This came through Fox News. Okay? And not that Fox is your friend. You heard during the break how Fox News said they took a poll concerning this new nominee of Joe Biden. The only thing they're doing is trying to legitimize Joe Biden. Why? Because they're a part of the CIA operation, Operation Mockingbird. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. But they are the ones that highlighted this information. So it's not like the Lord isn't getting this information out to us, friends, and warning us of what's coming, because he's been faithful to do that. Because we know Micah tells us that the Spirit of the Lord will not be straitened. That means he will not be silenced. So let me go ahead and show you this video of Muslim children in America calling forth the decapitation of Americans.
After a shocking video surfaced showing children in a Philadelphia Islamic center chanting and vowing to chop off heads and sacrifice their lives in the name of Allah.
Okay, and the point is, friends, keep in mind, and it's important for you to understand that the bad guys are not having their ways. I love to rain on their parade, but as much as they like to take credit for destroying the country, the freest nation on this planet, I'm here to tell you that you're in control of nothing. The Lord is in control of it. And what is happening here, friends, is your enemies, your sworn enemies, are being imported into America while you're being distracted from this Ukraine war that's being devised by the mainstream media to distract you. Now, if you're just joining us, we just spent the first hour and several segments exposing the pictures and the crisis actors that are being used concerning the Ukraine war and how these things are being contrived, how they're being choreographed in the such. And again, friends, this is nothing new. We showed video from the 1990s when CNN was actually busted doing the same thing. They were saying that they were over in Saudi Arabia and the useful idiot was under attack by that particular army, when in fact it was all fake and it was being done in a studio right here in America, which only leads me to remind you, friends, that we've also seen the footage of Joe Biden's fake office here that they have in studios. It's all being choreographed, friends. And if you want to act like this isn't really happening, you keep going on with your bad self. But I'm telling you what, again, you're getting your rights. Your rights are literally being stripped from you under the guise of these wars that are being contrived by actors, the clowns in the circus of politics. If I might say, too, going back to my last video that I just showed you in Philadelphia concerning those children that are talking about decapitating their enemy, the war is being brought to you now. I would say to the Christian church, too, I know that you guys like to hide behind the gospel here. You like to make a living because you're hirelings. You want to go in foreign countries and preach a gospel there that you fail to preach in your own backyards. John 10:12. I'm here to remind you as well that you don't need to spend $12 trillion anymore to send missionaries over to foreign countries to serve, to preach a gospel there that you failed to preach here, because now they're coming to your front yard. And what's bad about all of that is the Lutheran social services and Catholic charities are the ones that are welcoming these people into America. And why is that? Because the way that the American people have sold the Lord out is the same way that you're being sold out by the professed Judases in the American church that fail to preach against the sins that offend a just and a holy God. And if you read Isaiah 59, you'll see what is it that has separated us from our God. It's our sins. It's our sins, friends. In Isaiah 59, and it's also interesting to note that it is, in fact, our sins that are finding us out. I want to reiterate one more point concerning Muslim mosques and how John Guandoli, former FBI, we've had him on the radio a couple times, has equated military bases to that of Muslim mosques, or Muslim mosques equated to military bases in our backyard. Well, let me ask you something. What's the difference between them establishing Muslim mosques in America and the American military unconstitutionally establishing military bases over in their country? There isn't any. Let me also remind you, friends, they don't have the constitutional authority to do that, but they're doing it because the people are letting them do that. So what we're doing here and what we're seeing transpire right before our eyes is that which we sow, we are reaping. And the bottom line, but what it comes down to, is God is not going to be mocked. And let me also state that it's your politicians that are alluring these people into the United States of America. Mind you, it's the same politicians that advocate for the murder of the innocent in this country to the equivalence of 60 million babies. They apparently have forgotten thou shalt not kill. Their parents didn't, but they did. But it's all because they covet money and riches. I know that there's people that like to throw out their unscriptural nonsense on social media platforms like I'm seeing right now. But I'm here to tell you, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And you are being sold out by a bunch of Judases that have a love for money until they realize that when they take that gift, it's too late. And at the end of the day, they will, along with their country and those that tolerate corruption in their government and in the pulpits, will suffer suicide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers." Wow. Isn't that insane? Hassan al-Banna, who was the one that helped equip Adolf Hitler with the Muslim military. Remember, Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition within. And by the way, go ahead and mark it down right now. You can rest assured that's exactly what they're going to be used for in America. And you're going to find that the underbelly is a militant base. And you're also going to find, friends, go ahead and mark my words. Write it down. Because history is going all the way through in judgment this time, friends. But you can rest assured that all of these Muslims that are coming over to America, just one day, they're going to be mysteriously armed. And the government's going to stand back and say, we have no idea where that came from. But before they do that, of course, they're going to have to try to disarm you. But here, listen to what Hassan al-Banna said. He said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its powers to the entire planet. Is that what we're beginning to see? Why, yes it is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
End of the Sun Celebrity final segment, friends. Final segment. By the way, please consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the website, and you will find all of that. We got brand new T-shirts out per your request. Ministry makes no money off that. They're just conversation starters. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And please consider supporting us and keeping us out there. I will be doing a high school this Wednesday, up and coming in South Carolina, as will I be doing the college the same day. I've got them for 3 hours, the college alone, and I am looking forward to educating those young people. And we do that because we have hope that we can do this, but we better get to our young people the way that the Great Awakening preachers of the day used to. Now the churches are just surrounding the schools, as the said pastors that love those kids so much allow them to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment. And I say that on purpose to remind all of the people in this country, your government is illegally targeting your kids in a big way. What else needs to happen? They were just busted trying to teach them child pornography in the elementary schools. And still not enraged? Can't help you. Can't help you. You deserve what you get. I want to go to something that someone just posted just a moment ago. Jason C77, you just got them saying gang stalking scumbags are running my America. No, I'm here to tell you the only ones that are running your America, my friend, are the ones that you allow to run your America. Okay? They are not running my America. They may be in part, but I can tell you right now, they are not running my America. Okay? Because we don't bow down to these, as you called them, scumbags. I didn't. Okay? We don't bow down to these devils no more than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3. Just wanted to make clear. I want to tell you all a quote and read a quote from A Century of Progress by President James Garfield. This was published in The Atlantic in 1877. And listen carefully as to who the responsible party is. This is what the president said in 1877. He said, "Now more than ever before, the people, we the people, are responsible for the character of their Congress, those that they allow to represent them. If that body be ignorant," said President Garfield, "reckless or corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand, they have every right in the world to demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature." He said, "If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality, the church of the nation, do not aid in controlling the political forces. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes." There is a great degree of hypocrisy in this country. So laying it to the responsible party, once again, the message in the Word of God is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I know many people don't want to hear the bad news, but I'm here to tell you that until you hear the bad news, you're not going to desire the good news. See, the law of God locks you up into an iron cage and the key is thrown away, where you must cry out to Jesus Christ for grace. Okay? The law condemns, the gospel justifies if I believe. Augustine said the law detects, God's moral law, not ceremonial, don't mix them together, but the law of God detects, grace conquers, right? Ephesians 2:8. The word grace, yes, it's unmerited favor, that's why you receive it, but understand the empowerment of real grace. It is the power to restrain from committing or transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Understand the function and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, I think people forget too often that we are not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, but we see for the most part that's exactly how it's being used by a majority of professors in America today, and they live accordingly. They live accordingly. They are partakers of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They're not sorry that he took their sin upon himself and their iniquities upon himself and reconciling us back unto the Father. No, they're not sorry that they put him on the cross. They use the grace of God as an occasion to continuously put him on the cross. And if they are sorry, in many cases, the only thing that they're sorry for is the fact that they were busted or found out. But the fact of the matter is we look at the longevity of their lives to see if they are the real deal and if they bring forth fruits unto repentance. In other words, they're sorry for what they did. Now they are empowered by grace to right the wrongs that they are guilty of. That is the fruit of repentance. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and verse 11 when you get a moment, friends. I wanted to highlight another interesting and obvious happening in the United States of America. Michael Snyder on sonsoflibertymedia.com just highlighted the fact that before we go to war, he wants the American people to turn around and look at the current state of the United States military. Folks, we are being weakened within. Our military has been under attack for some time in this country by our said government. You've seen just recently what they did and trying to force mandate our military, and we see the fruits of these experimental jabs. And again, friends, we need to understand that our military is purposely being weakened in the face of our enemies. And keep in mind, and don't doubt a thing I'm telling you, you are the end aim concerning what's going on here, because Americans, you are at length you still remain as the light that exposes darkness. And what's happening is you're being overtaken right now because you refuse to stand up and fight out of gratitude for what God has bestowed upon you. God bless America, yes, indeed, but it's time for the American people to now bless God. So I just highlighted that. I just appended that to the live feed, the article, Before We Go to War, Take a Look at the Current State of the United States Military. You are purposely being dismantled and weakened. You are not the strongest military in the world, far from it. You are going to, in just a matter of time here, friends, fall subject to the Chinese and the Russians, who are also hand in glove working with your government to establish a global order. You call that whatever you want to call it, but when you hold to the word of God, you better understand that, America, you are bringing this unto yourselves. Enough said. I'm going to go ahead and take Randy for the last couple minutes here. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Randy. What is it that you have to say, my friend?
Hi, Mr. Bradley Dean. Love talking to you. Love your ministry. Love meeting you at Mercy Seat. I have a quick question for you. Somebody in your own backyard there. And a guy named Royce White. He's running against Ilhan Omar for Congress. He's a 30-year-old black gentleman. He was drafted 16 overall in the NBA draft. He's only 30 years old, so I put him back about 8-9 years ago. Sounds like a real man, a real Christian. He was vetted pretty good by Steve Bannon War Room, but he sounds like the real deal. But he's right in your backyard, and I'd just like to know if you're aware of this guy and what you think of him, and should we get behind somebody like that? He sounds like a real Christian, but I know he's in your backyard. He's in your wheelhouse, sir. So love your comment. God bless you. We love your ministry. Thank you, sir.
Hang on a second. So you said his name is White.
I'm sorry. I'm still on. Yeah, Royce White, like Rolls Royce White, W-H-I-T.
And you said he was 30 years old?
Yeah, he's 30 years old. He played 1 year in the NBA because he got out of it. A little more history on what I understand about him. He got out of the NBA because he was not happy with the Chinese Communist Party affiliation so much with the NBA, and he did not like what they were doing. He sticks up for the Uyghurs in a really big, bold, powerful way. He's been pretty much, okay, I understand, shunned by the NBA. He's a 6'8" gentleman. Also, he does the MMA. Yep. He's a big old public user, so he's right in your backyard there. I'm just wondering what you know about Royce White, because he's running for Congress. Okay. Go on, Omar.
Sounds good. I totally appreciate it. Got to cut you short because I have a very little time to answer the question. Royce White, I don't know who he is, but I'm glad that he's running. And it goes back to what we were talking about during the beginning of the show today, that it's going to be the young people that are recognizing what's happening because they see the older generation is giving their country up to the enemy. They realize that they must stand up and fight for what it is concerning God's given rights that have been bestowed upon them. And I'm going to dig into him a little bit more, Randy, as far as Royce White goes, and I can give you a better report once I get back to the States. I spend more time abroad than I do in my own backyard. But the fact of the matter is that Ilhan Omar, to be up to this point in remaining incumbent in the United States government, namely in the state of Minnesota, is quite telling, friends. And it should also tell you what this is all about, because the people in the 5th District that Ilhan Omar represents, the one that Keith Ellison used to represent,
corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.